All right, I'm Perry. This is in plain sight. To my right, sir, of all things, Blaze, you be the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele.
Now, like, I gotta wonder, am I the gay one for not considering switching to pussy?
Well, it's...
What? You know, like, what am I even... Am I really doing anything with my life if I hadn't reached that status?
No, I don't know if you saw this. I saw you tweeted that out yesterday.
Yeah.
I think some people... don't know what you were talking about. So without the context of I think a lot of people just thought you were gay. I think that was a bit of a confusing tweet to some people.
Honestly,
I saw a response that was like, what?
That kind of makes it funnier, to it be does. Honest with you.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, we covered it extensively on the live stream from this previous Saturday, if you want to go listen to it. But yes, Asian rapper had this to say. Which, I don't think he's made a follow-up statement yet, which is kind of an interesting move.
Well, what else do you say?
Yeah, well, I guess that does kind of...
And like in this era, you know, he might want to ride the ambiguity of his sexuality for a little while.
I think that's the case, because yes, if you come out definitively one way or the other, like you've set it in stone this way, everyone can just kind of interpret it. Yeah, as
is he going to switch to pussy? I don't know. Find out.
Now, speaking of statements making things worse, we also discussed Vosh on the live stream. Those
Boy,
of you didn't
did
see it. He got caught with a folder of horse pornography and lolly pornography.
Yeah,
now, I do want to point out, it was all animated. He didn't even commit to having legitimate horse porn.
No, of course not.
But well, before I get into the quick update, I liked this. I was watching the clip where he accidentally brought it up, and this is the noise he made before he killed his stream. And then just cuts to black. But
yeah.
A brief refresher. It was Ethan Klein of H3H3 who was kind of talking shit about him. And Vosh, I think he tweeted out at one point, he was like, you know, I'm getting a haircut right now, but I'm willing to talk to Ethan. And then that kind of never came about. And then it turns out later, Ethan did invite him on the show, and Vosh declined. But
nice.
Then Vosh invited Ethan onto his stream, and Ethan accepted. And now Vosh has canceled that appearance.
Well, I mean, look, what's he going to say? Yeah. Like, I kind of get it from his end. Like, what? There's no good way to spin this.
No, I mean, he spent that video we watched yesterday. It's an hour and fucking 40 minutes of him trying to spin it. It's just, it's not going to work.
He basically just cross-examined his own self.
That whole sphere of politics is kind of falling apart. Hassan's not doing well. Vosh is dealing with this. I think Hassan kind of crossed the line after October 7th and people kind of figured out he was a huge fucking idiot. And then he interviewed that Yemeni pirate.
Yeah.
And still went on to talk shit about Tucker Carlson interviewing Putin, not realizing like you literally just did something worse than that.
Yeah, the jig is up. Pilot and fuel are finally realizing they're retarded.
It's shocking that it took this long for people to realize that perhaps...
Oh, the Twitch streamer is an idiot. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
maybe the socialists who grew up with wealthy parents aren't the best people to talk to about politics.
No.
But I don't really know that there are any consequences to be truly suffered by...
Not for being retarded, no.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, the people that listen to them are also retarded.
Very... much so. It's kind of, they really are just kind of like left-wing Andrew Tate.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what he is.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, it's the same lost youth have put their faith in the wrong person. It's just on the other end of the political spectrum.
Yeah, he's saying the same bullshit talking points.
Yeah, so instead of, you know, a sex trafficker, it's a guy who fucks horses.
Yeah.
We're doomed. Can't there be someone in the middle who's not a complete nut job?
No, we're dead.
The answer to that is, I guess, no, because no one in the middle actually entertaining.
The only people left with sense are literal retards.
Yes.
Sean and Marley are the only people who understand what's going on in this world.
It's odd that we've somehow gained so much access to information. Everyone's only used that to become a dumber version of themselves.
Yeah, they're the only ones living right.
Speaking of retards, David... posted a tweet very early in the morning, might I add. I saw this at like fucking, this tweet was at like 3 a.m. He says, I've gotten myself cleaned up, hooray, and just had a huge 7-hour dream about the demonic.
Wow.
Michael is demanding I do a pre-tape show on this subject, so I will be filming it today. Due to the subject matter, I will not be live, but I will release it ASAP.
Damn, what could that mean?
Now, I'm encouraged by the fact that he's saying it's about the demonic shit, because that could only mean one thing, which is...
banana sandwich.
Yeah. I think he might finally be talking about it, which for his career is the right move, because if you need views...
Yeah.
Forget all the other boring shit. Talk about...
Yeah, say you were raped by aliens.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah.
I also don't remember the last time he did a video that wasn't live streamed. Maybe he's finally learned that it doesn't go well. So.
I mean, like only his wilderness videos.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yes, the moose and turkey standoff. Those were all...
those were recorded.
Yeah, so maybe... I'm hoping this means we will get... Some David content by next week.
Well, I mean, if Michael demands it, that's, he has to do it.
It is the Lord and Savior demanding it of him.
And he
so.
Put demand in all caps, so like he's serious.
Let me check through the replies here. Sometimes he gets defensive and replies to people. It's my new favorite development with him and
now,
Corey.
When I saw cleaned up, I was like, oh, he got sober?
That is what that means, yes.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, it took me a second to figure it out, too, because he is, you know, he's looked filthy in the past. But that was...
Well, I was just like, knowing David, he might literally mean like he finally took a shower.
That could also play a role in it. But in that email, he did talk about how like he had been getting clean from some sort of something. He wasn't really specific about it, but...
Get barred out, dude.
It also, you know, unless you were really, really addicted to drugs, it doesn't take... several months to get clean from it.
I hope he does this video and he's just like, I was eating 8 Xanax a day.
That, you know, it would explain a lot, but unfortunately for him, I don't think that's the case. I think he's just...
He's probably taking, like, Tylenol.
Yeah, Tylenol PM.
Yeah, he's like, I'm doing too many drugs.
I think he's probably just wrestling with the reality of his situation. I'm pretty sure something else not great happened to Stavati recently, too.
It's all going to be downhill from here.
You know, it's so frustrating to watch all this shit because the tower is about to collapse and it just needs even the slightest gust will knock it over. We just haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah, it just won't fall.
Yeah, it's an unfortunately lengthy saga.
Into its own blueprint.
Yeah, at free fall speeds. Speaking of conspiracies, have you been seeing all this fucking the Super Bowl shit?
How it's pre-planned?
Yeah, how the Chiefs are definitely going to win. You know, I guess by the time this is out, it'll already have happened. But the scuttlebutt as of today at, you know, February 11th at 1:19 p.m., is that the Chiefs are going to win. So then Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce can endorse Biden. And somehow that's going to make sure Biden wins?
No.
I don't really think that makes any sense because I don't think anyone who isn't already planning on voting for him is going to be swayed by Taylor Swift's opinion on the issue.
Well, white women are the new Mexicans.
Well, how about this, though? Taylor Swift is doing a concert in Tokyo at this very moment, I think.
What if her plane crashes?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That could be the big...
And then Travis Kelce has to play with a broken heart that wasn't caused by vaccines.
Yes, I saw it. There was a tweet earlier that said he gave like some sort of super emotional speech to the locker room today, and everyone was in tears, which I think is a lie. Yeah, that doesn't... I've never heard that happen.
Crying for the Super Bowl, gay.
Speaking of gay, how about this? I went on a weird binge of finding reaction channels. This is Korean straight girls react to gay adult movies.
Wow, that's some good old-fashioned internet right there.
There was, maybe we'll watch a portion of it after this, but there was another channel called, like, Tribal People React or something. One of the videos was, like, Tribal People React to Clean Water, which seems very exploitive, but...
I remember one where it was, like, Indians try a Big Mac, or maybe it was a Whopper.
Yeah, there's all kinds of these videos where it's just, like, a tribal chief eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They're very mystified by the Whopper.
All right. Now, this is in Korean, so I guess I'm going to have to partially read the subtitles for audio-only purposes. I hate the silence. I've never watched a porn with the sound of touching beards.
Wow. Isn't it? I've always found it weird that men love lesbian porn, but ladies don't like gay porn.
I've heard conflicting reports on this issue. I've heard some women do like it in the same way men like watching lesbian porn. To be real, it's just the male body is not. It's not great. It's not.
It's a much more physical. There's a lot more grunting.
It's disgusting, is what it is. It's not. There's no sensuality to it. It's just.
The Greeks would differ. They were like, no, this is beautiful.
Yeah, and look what happened to them. Yeah. So, you know. They're so in love right now. Of course, they would pin that. I would like to know
what video they're watching. That would help.
Now, I don't necessarily want to view it myself.
No, but I just need like a thumbnail.
Yeah, it would be nice if we at least got like the blurred version of it, so we have a general sense of what's going on.
Because this is like normal shit, or is like this going to get weird?
I mean, I guess we'll find out. They're both so romantic. It looks like just two good-looking men love each other.
That one boy looks like a girl.
There are some kisses too. It really is the same reaction people have to seeing a fucking spider.
I forget what exactly it was, but there's just that study where it was like, people react to men kissing the same way they react to like a horrific.
Oh, it's maggots. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Where it's just like a visceral disgust.
Like, well, that's the thing. It's like it's hardwired.
Yeah, this.
There are some reactions that like they just, you don't do them consciously.
Well, that's why this is interesting to me, because we're seeing this outside of the sort of United States context of where we're currently at on gay sex.
Yeah, we're the gayest
everything.
Country on the planet.
Hell yeah,
it's not even close.
It's like a jump scare.
Damn, this dude's probably just going down on someone. Wait till they start seeing him getting his back blown out.
Yeah, I'm hoping it gets significantly weird, or one vomits or something. The butt is too close. I don't even understand what that could possibly mean. The butt is too close to the camera, maybe?
Maybe.
That's.
It's so huge. Wow, they just diss the entire males of their country.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound off.
I don't want to hear gay shit anymore.
It's the opposite. What the fuck did you expect?
That's got to be in like the top and bottom in her mind switched.
How straight is your country that you're like, I don't know what gay sex was going to be, but this is not what I thought.
Just a 25-year-old woman who's never heard of gay sex.
It's like, whoa.
What is this?
I did not see this coming.
Yeah, it's like a new sort of fusion cuisine. Oh, yeah. See the top? Okay. So.
Oh, all right. I get that. If you were like, I didn't realize they could switch, I get that. I would assume the same thing if I didn't know. I'd be like, wait, they can switch? Yeah, that sounds. No.
It's a two-way player. It's,
yeah. What?
Shohei Ohtani of gay porn.
Don't bite.
Damn, I really wish we knew what was going on.
Yeah, fuck. Now I really am curious as to what they showed these broads.
I can't stand the breathing sounds. That's just acting. Are they acting? Aren't they doing it?
I think they climaxed.
What do you mean you think? That's usually pretty clear in a porn movie.
With men, it's usually pretty identifiable.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I've never been confused of that detail. Yeah. His penis will fall off. What the fuck is going on in Korea, man? What's
happening?
Was it?
Is that what they tell their children? If you have gay sex, your dick will fall off.
Yeah, it's you know, the masturbation hairy palm thing. Was it Korea or Japan the other week where we talked about that like shrinking penis disease? I think it was Japan. But they probably do have some sort of like ancient wisdom about gay sex that involves, you know, your penis shriveling up.
If you suck over men, your penis will shrink. Oh, the Japanese are problem.
It's too strong.
These ladies were not prepared to see that hammer.
Well, so wait, she turned around because she's like, they're both hot and I hope they date. Don't get on your knees. Oh, well, there we go. All right, it's a fucking...
Ah, hell yeah, dude.
Be as progressive as you like, but...
Man, these Korean ladies are all right by me.
Just vomiting.
I get passport bros now. I'm going to go to Korea and get me a good homophobic wife.
Why would you lick where the piss comes out? It's a fair question, I guess. Why would you lick where the piss comes out?
This lady gives bad blowjobs.
Yeah. Well, that is kind of the thing, right? It's like that whole area is kind of where it happens.
What are you talking about, girl? Hell yeah. It's a bad bitch right there. Filtered.
I guess, do they have censored pornography in Korea? I thought that was only Japanese.
No, I think that's
thing.
Only Japan. Two visible butts. He's practically folded.
They don't believe him.
No, they don't. No, I thought it would hurt. They're like, oh, yeah.
He's lying.
She's like, I call it bushy. That is painful as fuck.
What a weird... So, see, they're saying they want to see the guys' faces, which two guys would never watch lesbian porn and be like, I need less body porn.
Yeah, that's a woman thing. I want to see the emotion in their eyes as he gets plowed.
Yeah, well, he's not gay, but he's getting fucked for money. I want to see it's too hard.
I think they're talking about the position.
Position. Yes. I really
even with this slight wedgie.
Took me a second to figure out what she's talking about there, but yeah, she thinks it would hurt to get fucked in the ass.
Which, I mean, I guess that's a normal assumption.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if gay guys just don't have that or if it's something you just get used to, like the taste of liquor.
I assume they just get past it.
I guess. You gotta,
look,
you know.
If they wouldn't be enjoying it if they weren't gay, that's...
That's the thing.
What makes them gay is like, oh, I like the feeling of people penetrating my asshole.
I suppose it really is like alcohol because the pleasure outweighs the pain once you get used to it.
Yeah, like, once you enjoy the burn.
Yeah, then you've overcome it.
Then you're like, okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But they put something that's almost 10 times, 100 times bigger.
I do wonder if the gay male actors tend to be more hung than the straight ones.
Probably not, because that does have to be a bigger concern. Is like, you know, there is a certain...
Yeah, but I feel like the gays are bigger size queens than women.
That's a good point, too. We did, mention that
yesterday.
Yeah,
it's like a badge of honor.
Yeah, God, what a stupid thing to... It's their ass, not mine, but I'm just saying, that seems like a bad idea to me. There's got to be a huge uptick in, like, colon-related injuries in the last 20 years.
I mean, don't they have pretty good, like, data that it probably gives you cancer?
Doing that repeatedly can't be good for... If doing too many push-ups will give you elbow tendonitis, I have a hard time believing getting fucked in the ass repeatedly is not going to do... It's got to do something.
It can't be all good.
Yeah, it can't. I don't think it helps.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it hurts, but I don't think it's like a benefit.
Oh, 잘생겼다. 오!
He's so hot.
근데 이걸 어디서 구했대? 이렇게
이걸 뭐 어떻게 했어?
회사에서 오해했겠는데? 저거 들어가면 안 돼.
You can't put that inside.
아니 나 다른 사람이 넣네. 팔 같아요 그냥.
That's basically an arm.
커가지고 이게 이것도 그냥 이만한.
이 They're both covering part of the screen so they can keep watching. But
얼굴밖에 안 보여 지금. 이 상태는 볼 수 있어.
Wait, did she say she can or can't?
이 봐봐, 이놈 지금 잘생겼지? 얼굴밖에 안 보여 지금. 이 정도 이
상태는
볼 수 있어.
I thought you were saying she couldn't stand intimacy.
No, they're just making out.
너 너무 충격받았는데? 그러니까 저분이 만약에 여자랑 해. 근데 저 사람은 팔만 하잖아. 빵 넣으면 여자.
Well, there's your answer. I guess it is a huge dick.
죽는
wow.
거야. 이제 좀 괜찮아졌어.
She's like, I couldn't take that.
조금 기분 좋게 봤을 수도 있어.
Oh, well, there you go. So she came around. She was disgusted at first, and then kind of adjusted to it. Maybe
she was just a little embarrassed to be watching it, you know, with other people there.
Well, you know, also you got to take into account that she is on camera, so there's probably some degree of trepidation of being too into it in front of an audience.
남남이라서 뭐가 다른 건 없는 것 같아.
There is also a level to this where sometimes it is so shocking that like the disgust is overrun and you're just like,
yeah,
how is this gonna work? Like from a logistics perspective.
The practicality of it becomes more interesting.
이렇게 막 보고 있어. 그거 갑자기 와서 나 차 같이 옷 벗고.
아 이게 설정인 거야.
그지.
왜 합류하려 그래?
어, they're about to watch a four-way.
Wow.
여기 너네 우리 여기 우리 근데 그냥 같은 공간 이런 느낌인데.
어, 퀸 사이즈 침대가 엄청 널널했는데 꽉 찼어.
Well, I guess that the honeymoon period of gay porn was short-lived.
Just showing them severe hardcore gay pornography is very four dudes just railing each other.
Yeah.
왜 도미노도 아니고
도미노? Is this a train?
특별한 유형이. 이제는 네모로
이제 입으로.
Now they're in a square
with their mouths. Is there? What are the logistics of a male daisy chain? I don't. How does that? How does
dick to mouth?
Oh, I guess yeah. If you're on like a human centipede, but instead of ass to mouth, it's penis. It's
dick to mouth.
They really are creative. Yeah. You gotta give them credit.
Look, dude, the gays have free time because they don't have children, so they come up with stuff like this.
Mouth to mouth to mouth, all connected.
I want them to have to watch it like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, just their eyes propped open.
Yeah. It's a bit creative.
상의점 점수 100점. 이제 서 있던 분도 이제 뒤로 가신 거네. 그냥 맨 앞장 머리가 뒤로 간 거잖아.
근데 게이 포르노 보셨는데
보여줘.
Oh, all right.
게이 로맨스물 이런 느낌이었으면.
They came around to it in the end.
Look, see, this is what Erica Preed was talking about.
Yeah.
You can switch to bussy.
Let me see if I can find these tribal people react. But where? Oh, God. This is the best part of all these react channels is they do eventually run out of shit. And then when they start getting less views, it just becomes like sad. Because now they're reacting to Bob Ross videos.
There's only so much. At a certain point, that's why you have to pick a proper genre.
Tribal people try water for the first time?
All right, well, that's inaccurate.
How can that be possible?
They'd be dead. Is it soft boys, Oreo cake,
or a cream-filled slider of happiness? No, I'm glad Oreo cakesters are back.
Thank God. Working
50 hours a week. Shut up.
Now I sell my ass on OnlyFans.
I want to make fun of foreigners. Oh, maybe they mean sparkling water. That would make a lot more sense. What the fuck is she wearing? She's wearing like, it looks like samurai armor. What the fuck is this shit? She's got a Mega Man arm.
She has a daimyo to protect after this.
Bottled water.
Bottled water.
His name is Maboob.
Maboob?
That's not fucking real. Come on.
I think that's a pseudonym.
Maboob.
Bottle ki pani.
Ji suna ho gaya to bhool gaye humne. Yaad nahi abhi.
Water chhinjiyo jo hi phara.
Water means stream in Sindhi language.
These people live in India. Their whole country's our landfill. Of course they know what bottles are.
I don't care about the backstory. Show them fucking drinking it already. Sweet.
Yeah, it doesn't kill you.
You fucking disgusting one. All right, that's enough of that. But anyways.
Savages.
Along the lines of people just exploiting the less fortunate
absolute
for content.
Savages. Oh, this rules.
There's a follow-up to this, too. This, I don't know what country this is supposed to be, but there's become a trend of cannibals chasing people for some
reason.
Well,
they're hungry. I mean, props to this dude for deciding, like, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to record it. He is going viral.
I feel like I'd be running as fast as I could, though. Like,
well,
he's not in an all-out sprint yet.
Maybe he knows that the cannibals aren't that fast.
Oh, there he is.
Look at him just come out of nowhere.
He sounds like the lady's watching gay porn.
Yeah, he does. That's the same, you know, watching gay porn and being chased by a man who wants to eat you.
So you had sent me that, and then independently, I had stumbled across this one, which looks
doing
like
it again.
It's like a fucking scene out of Predator. This guy has his little shitty cup. He's going to a shitty lake to get some shitty water.
Look, you know, we brought him over to our country to try and teach him how to farm, you know, and be industrious. Because we leave them up to their own devices, they just try to eat each other. And somehow we're the bad guys.
But look, he pops out of the fucking water. Look at him. Like, what is...
Damn, dude, that is pretty fucking creepy.
I mean, this can't be real, but like...
Could it?
No, like, I think they're just playing...
You think they have the ability to improv?
I think they're playing on the American audience's perspective of Africans. Kind of like what Joel B. did back in the day when he said he, like, wrestled a tiger to death, and then it later came out he just made that up to fuck with people.
I just assumed Africans were incapable of improv.
See, that's what I mean. They're taking advantage of our...
Who imported improv into their country?
Also, I refuse to believe this cannibal would be this inaccurate with a spear at this distance.
Yeah, I do feel like if he had been there that long, he would have killed him.
Yeah, if you gotta hunt man with a spear in order to eat, you're gonna be pretty proficient at it.
Unless the hunting people is just for fun.
You don't think they're eating him at the end of it?
Well, I mean, just like maybe it's not an everyday thing.
It's a special. It's like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah,
it's like a
special occasion.
All right, let's,
you know, it's like, hey, honey, I managed to snag a human today. You want a party?
We do. We do have a follow. This is the same guy we talked about a few weeks ago. The roid guy who is defending how it's somehow not gay to fuck a man.
Yeah. Now he defends sucking dick.
But then holy shit. King Palm. That was the company we used to roll points with.
Oh, look at them.
Ain't that something? Now the game's working with them.
Having knowledge that you'll suck her dick.
Correct.
Hold on a second. one more time.
But then you also have acknowledged that you'll suck her dick.
Correct.
Correct.
What a bizarre sentence.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How do you square that in your mind?
Man, this is a good one. I mean, I just truly, like,
Why is he shirtless in this interview?
Because he's cool, bro.
I guess
he's got a huge cock, dude.
I think he has to overperform masculinity
I'm fucking so sick. How could I be gay?
Yeah, if he looked like Timothy Chalamet, it'd be an issue. But to him,
do you think
he's
I could be this yoked and hung and not be gay?
Yeah, there's never been an in shape gay guy before.
Oh, I have a fly necklace. I'm gay.
Also, what is his? Husband, wife, male counterpart.
The jawline really gives this one away.
But she's just wearing like a bra and a jacket.
Yeah, dude, she's a hot woman.
Really just look at her like a woman, whether she has a dick or not. Personally, like it even looks girly to me.
I'm still just
Jesus.
I'm not sure I'll ever quite understand how girl dick just became an accepted thing.
I blame ContraPoints for this.
It's just
Because
it's so illogical off top that you're just like, wait, what?
Well, ContraPoints would put out all those YouTube videos back in the day, and she was the one who popularized the mouth feel thing and says, like, a girl's penis feels different in the mouth than a man's penis. I think right. most people who have no experience in that department just kind of took her word for it, and it's become a thing.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to, you know, fuck so much pussy that you have to switch to bussy, okay, fine.
This guy achieved it.
Look, well, but here's the thing. You could do that, but once you start sucking dick, I don't care whose dick it is, it's gay.
Yes, definitionally. Like, yeah. It is.
You want to play pretend and you don't do any of the gay things, you just fuck ass? I know, but you can. That's at least more of an argument.
Yeah, there
when
is something.
When you're like, yeah, when I'm sucking her off, I feel so straight, dude.
You know what I mean? It's different than mine. Right. I got a big. My OnlyFans is called the Hung Plumber for a reason.
Right.
Of course he's on OnlyFans.
I would never let him fix my plumbing.
Do you think we're just going to get to increasing levels of degeneracy? The same thing we were talking about yesterday with Vosh, where people who before would be shunned for these types of behaviors are able to find a group and become increasingly insular. Same as who's that bitch on Twitter? Name starts with an A.
Amaranth?
No, A-E-L-L-A. The bitch who does all the Twitter polls about shit. But she puts out all her stats about how many people she fucked every year and how many times she's showered.
Man, whole analytics is pretty crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is I think porn kind of crossed into mainstream consciousness sometime in like the early 2000s. And since then, things have only got weirder and weirder.
Boy, have they.
Which makes me think that it's going to somehow get weirder than this. I just can't possibly fathom what that twist will be.
That's the only thing I know, is it's going to get weirder. How is beyond comprehension, but it will.
It's kind of like technology in a way, where it's like, I never saw the iPhone coming. Like, yeah. I didn't know the iPhone was going to come out until it came out.
I didn't see girl dick coming.
I never thought that a guy would suck a dick and be like, this is straight.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an option. I didn't
vehemently.
I didn't know that that could even be a possibility.
Yeah, look, man-made horrors beyond your comprehension.
If you went back to 1998 and told someone, like, I'm going to exclusively have sex with men in a dress, but it's not gay.
Yeah, no. It's totally not gay.
But by that same token, if you had told someone everyone have a touchscreen computer in their pocket, no one would have believed it. Gay sex is the iPhone.
You know what's funny?
Trans people are the human iPhone.
I think people would probably be able to comprehend the iPhone before being like, what do you mean sucking dick isn't gay?
Yeah, that's, I guess it was... You
sucking
know,
dick isn't gay doesn't make any sense. Like, just...
The problem, you're right. Well, at least technology does rapidly
technology
develop.
Advances.
Like, we went from the Wright brothers to the moon in like 6 years.
Yeah.
But for almost all of human history, probably all of human history.
I think all of human history.
We've known what a man was, and we know what a woman was.
Yeah.
And somehow, it's so devious. Yeah. It's brilliant.
They've perverted thousands of years of civilization.
I just, undertaking this task is so, it's so monumental. What if I was just like, I'm going to tell everyone baseball is soccer.
Oh,
and then I was going to ruin your life if you didn't believe me.
Dude, if you'd have told people when like gay rights started coming out, they're like, hey, this is going to end with them saying sucking dick isn't gay. You'd be like, what? They just want to vote and you get married.
Yeah, that would have been like the most out there take. You would have been seen as a bigot for stating something like this could even possibly occur in the future.
Well, even the slippery slopers were never like, hey, sucking a dude's dick is going to not be gay now.
She's got this tiny little thing from the hormones.
Well, yeah,
like,
tiny little thing from, it does depend on how early the person hopped on hormones, because that is an issue with like child transitioning, is if you start them before...
Well, it sterilizes people.
Yeah, but it also, like, if you start them before puberty, they don't develop enough of a penis to do the surgery to flip it into a clit. You need enough base material
to
work.
Dick meat.
You do, yeah, you do. You can't, I mean, how do you invert something that's not there to begin with?
Oh, God, the horrors of this industry.
I really wish I could talk to these people just like outside of the context where a social punishment could be doled out, because I really do have a hard time believing people believe some of this shit. I think the same way everyone said Bernie Sanders was going to save the world in like 2016, I think that's kind of what's happening here. Is it about 5 years where I'm being like, well, that was pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah.
That was, and I think it's already starting to happen because we really did get to, like, from where we were at in 2016-ish, and then when Me Too, the height of that was what, like 2020. So even from there, I feel like we've significantly backed off that issue. And even really the last like year and a half or so.
Well, I mean, like this dude, when he's talking about sucking someone's dick, he has to at somewhere know that is gay.
You have to, all these civil rights movements typically take quite some time to be accepted because it is like it's a radical change in thinking required from a large amount of people. And it can happen, but it takes like a generation to educate people. You need like 10 to 15 years to fully educate the generation.
Yeah.
So to think that they could go about doing this in the period of like 3.5 years, of course it wasn't going to fucking work.
Well, also, can't you just be gay, dude? Why? Yeah. Why do we have to do this song and dance so you could pretend you're not gay? Can't you just, being gay is fine, just be gay.
Yeah, I don't, that is another part of it too, where it's like, it's almost regressive in a way, because it is like, to them, being gay is a bad thing.
Yeah,
they don't want
to
be gay.
This dude's horrified to be gay.
It's a topsy-turvy world.
It's the most remarkable mental gymnastics.
Yeah, gymnastics. Gym-ass-dicks.
Make it small,
that's the noise Bosch makes. It gets fucked in the ass. It sounds like a fucking, it sounds like a rap ad lib. Like,
it kind of sounds like the Sean and Marley hit we have.
Oh, yeah. Where?
Yeah.
That's when Sean got caught with horse cocks on his computer.
Like, not get hard, right?
No, not at all. I literally...
I 1,000% think Adam22 is going to end up fucking a trans within the next few months.
What the fuck?
Oh. He's almost absolutely going to do this.
I would think so, too, but I think he has said before he's not necessarily into it. But
yeah, but this dude's telling him it's not gay.
But did you listen to this part again?
Well, yeah, like, the hormones make it small and make it, like, not get hard, right?
No, not at all. I literally...
She's real, like, turned on.
They can't get hard? So he's just sitting there sucking on it like a fucking binky? Oh, Christ.
Hold on, I think this dude's saying maybe it does get a little hard.
If I get it real turned on, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, you'll see it through the dress.
All right, well, that's just a penis, fella.
Yeah, that is what happens.
This stopped being a girl dick the second it turned into a regular dick.
Yeah, I think once it's hard, it's got to be very difficult to convince yourself of that.
If it functions the same as a regular dick, not a girl dick.
Yeah, that's just a penis in a wig.
Just a penis in your mouth.
Holy shit, I'm still learning. There's so many things I don't know about the trans relationship.
God, he's absolutely going to have sex with a trans person on camera.
He has a very masculine profile, too.
All this, you know, most of them do.
This facial feminization surgery needs
to
go.
That's why I give Blair White so much credit. You know, at least she pulls it off.
You gotta have like 100K to do it right, though. Like, for the most part, it's not.
Here's the unfortunate thing. You kind of got to start young and, yeah, have some money to throw behind it.
But that, whoops. Twitter is returning to being great again. Steamboat Willie calling him a faggot. Oh, it really was. It was so much simpler back in the day, and we are kind of getting back to our.
Yeah, can't we just go back to calling people fags on the internet?
I mean, I guess that probably is to blame for most of this, is the people who pushed this ideology the most strongly took over the primary social platform. So even if you disagreed with the shit 2 years ago, you'd be kicked off Twitter.
Yeah, who'd have thought Revenge of the Nerds actually just would have been them banning people from Twitter and Reddit?
Yeah, and Reddit has gotten especially bad with it. I mean,
Reddit's
even use
unusable,
it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten quite awful.
We made fun of the nerds and they made everyone gay.
Yeah, well, who's laughing now?
I mean, even their comic books, they've ruined their comic books because everybody has to be gay now.
Oh, fuck, I just closed the wrong link. All right, well, I guess we can watch this then.
They're all in the bookmarks, probably. I think you should be legally allowed to throw him off the plane.
So,
I genuinely think I should be able to open the emergency hatch and throw him out.
I would prefer to be on a plane with Muhammad Atta than this guy. Yeah. This is really just...
I should be able to tackle him like the terrorists on 9/11.
Yeah, he should be duct taped to the fucking chair like that lady who tried to pull the emergency hatch.
Yeah, if he starts doing this, I should be legally allowed to take him out.
I just like everyone begrudgingly giving him a fist pump.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. No one, I should be, they probably like, damn, I want to fucking knock this dumb Gen Z douchebag out, but I can't. This should get you put on a no-fly list.
It's just.
For the sake of everyone else. Look at this small plane. These people are just trying to go from point A to point B.
I don't know what we got to do to reintroduce shame into the equation, but you should be fucking ashamed to do this.
Well, that's how I know society's gotten weak. Not a single person on this plane called him a faggot for this.
Yeah, if he was on Twitter. So Steamboat Willie would have done it.
Yeah. Someone has to tell this kid to his face, be like, hey, you're being a real big fag right now. You should probably knock it off.
I think part of the issue is we did... It's, the whole culture of narcissism thing where it went from having to have some sort of talent to be able to get the spotlight in a significant way. And now if you're kind of attractive and you use TikTok enough, you will become popular for some period of time.
Yeah, if you can just be a big enough douchebag on TikTok.
Because for no reason should this video be... It's just a guy on a plane high-fiving people. Like, that's...
Yeah, there's no creativity. There's nothing here.
Like, you couldn't show this on ABC. Like, coming up at 6:30, a fag high fives a guy. Okay, well, that's not really. It's no 2.5 Men.
Yeah, he doesn't even dance.
Oh, maybe you spoke too soon.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, see, wow. I should be able to take him out now.
Yeah.
We can't have this on planes.
I hope the air marshal just stands up and snipes him. Shoots him in the head.
All right, everybody. Yeah. We're all good. Plane is saved.
I've eliminated the terrorist.
God, he's doing this in coach. These people are flying commercial, you asshole.
Someone should choke him with his fucking necklace.
God.
It's just...
I guarantee you, if someone had taken him out, everyone on that plane would have applauded.
That should be the real video. But how do you even how do you put this genie back in the bottle at this point? I don't know what you do to convince people.
You gotta public executions.
You just gotta
hang one of these guys publicly, and then this all stops.
Maybe we can import some of those African cannibals, and we can set them loose in certain cities. Put them loose and
find all the
Los
TikTok,
Angeles and New York.
Yeah, the TikTok hotspots, and just let them there.
I guess we can do. Some rich parents are giving their kids HGH to make them taller. I've heard this is a rumor about Barron Trump, who's he's like 6'8" or something.
He's a big fella now.
Recently, a pediatric endocrinologist was at her wit's end, and so she blew the whistle. The endocrinologist, who chose to remain anonymous, wrote to the radio show This American Life, claiming she was inundated with affluent parents seeking human growth hormone for their short but otherwise healthy children. What a funny thing for NPR to take a stance on. It's like, we shouldn't be giving kids hormones.
Wow.
Like, well,
look, apparently there's
funny you say that.
There's some hormones we shouldn't give the children.
Yeah, well,
does that actually work?
Yeah. If you give, it does. Some people who don't develop enough, they will give them like HGH to get them to a normal height.
Yeah, but can you just give a normal kid HGH and be like, now you're going to be 6 foot, Johnny?
I don't know how much height they will gain, but yeah. I mean, it is
it's pretty
human
sick.
Growth hormone.
That's pretty cool.
Now, the downside of that is you probably will end up with like a caveman sized noggin because you're going to get Barry Bonds head from
right.
pumping the hormones.
Gonna look like Sam Hyde.
Yeah. The requests now constitute roughly half of her caseload, she reported. Even parents of kids whose sights are in the 40th percentile, just barely below average, have been demanding HGH. Other doctors have previously been taken aback by this trend, which, as University of Wisconsin pediatric endocrinologist David B. Allen told This American Life, appears to be centered in wealthier areas of the United States. Of course it is.
Wow.
All this shit is really wealthy stuff. It's
the
same.
Boosting, it only boosts height 3 inches tops?
Well...
That's not very good.
I mean, the difference between 5'9" and 6 foot, though, is big enough for some people.
Will it give my son a hammer?
That is the real question, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know what the effects would be.
Can I add 3 inches to his dick? Then I'm like, I'm the best father that's ever existed.
Father of the year. Put it on my mug.
Yeah.
It's easy to see why. HGH treatments generally last 3 to 5 years and cost upwards of $300,000.
Damn, that is a lot of money.
And they do work. Studies show the average height boost is, 3.5 to 7.5 centimeters, which is 1.4 to 2.8 inches. Legally speaking, there is nothing wrong. Well, I mean, kind of. That's not necessarily true. You're not supposed to just fucking give kids chemicals.
Yeah, that does seem kind of out of the realm of what it's prescribed for.
Man, the pharmaceutical industry is really fucking tap dancing after losing opiates. They really had their golden goose and it got fucked up.
It got ruined.
Yeah, they really...
Now they got to find new ways to gouge people.
Yeah, it's... I was reading something the other day. I forgot... Sackler, when Oxycontin had come out, they also put out a whole thing about like how you're not going to become addicted to it, and only 1% of people who take opiates, I think they said less than 1% of people who take it get addicted.
Wow.
Which, like, I don't know how you could possibly believe that, because 100% of people who take opiates for an extended period of time will become dependent on them.
I mean, that's the whole reason it was a good ruse.
Yeah, well, it's like, I understand you may not become like a heroin addict, but if you take Oxycontin every day for 2 years, and then you try to stop taking Oxycontin, you're in for a real rough fucking day.
Yeah, it's not one of those like maybe get addicted to things. It's like, oh, you 1000% do.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything terribly interesting in the rest of this article, but I do like the nice kind of how
look, once they can genetically modify the fertilized egg, then that's when it gets interesting.
What the fuck's the word I'm looking for? Not turncoat, but This American Life is talking about the exact same issue from a different perspective.
Like, well, this is different.
Yeah, I guess the juxtaposition between...
These are rich white kids. No one cares.
Well, pretty much all the trans medical shit, you have to be really fucking rich, too. It is kind of almost
exclusively
rich. Yeah,
but they're victims because they are trans.
That's true.
That's the whole point.
But it's not like, you know, the trans youth who end up in a youth hostel are not going to be able to afford $150,000 worth of surgery.
Nope, they're destined to just never pass.
Unless someone starts sucking their girl dick on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean,
Jack,
look.
Jack the plumber will
as a trans famous. Person, it must be very tempting to do OnlyFans.
Yeah, but then there's also a whole portion of the trans movement where it's like, you know, those people are chasers and they're objectifying our bodies, which is like... Don't you guys, do you ever isn't shut the fuck up? Enjoy anything? Is anything okay? Yeah.
Also, isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Don't you want to be chased? Isn't that the whole...
No.
It's the whole reason you've turned into a woman is because you want men to chase you?
I think all these people are looking for some sort of way to abdicate themselves of any responsibility to participate in life.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, if you're broke and doing very poorly, but you have a whole, like, list of reasons, like, well, I'm depressed and I'm trans and I'm blah, 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 that makes you feel better and being like... You're probably just not that smart or useful because usually those people find a way to be successful anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's not to say you're going to become fabulously wealthy, but typically people who are capable will find a way to live a decent life.
Damn, I can't imagine going through all that trouble to not be fucking on the reg.
There was...
That's the whole beauty of the whole, like, gay thing is... Just fuck.
There is a subreddit, which I imagine will be eliminated shortly... about like honest transgender shit. It's about people who transitioned and then didn't really get what they want.
Not
detransitioners.
They're just like, you know, the meal looked better in the picture.
What? Yes, my eyes were bigger than my penis.
Well, I assume that I actually can empathize that a lot of them are like, I thought I was going to look hotter.
What that is kind of what the subreddit is about is like they're made all these fantastic promises about the miracle of hormones and shit. Yeah. And then they do it and spend a bunch of money and do it for 2 years and fuck up their bodies. Like, well, I wish I would have known this ahead of time.
Yeah, if only you could have seen what the real end game was.
Yes, which, you know, we are slowly, the world, I do think, is shifting in the right direction. We have eliminated this for most countries. For some reason, the United States is like one of the last ones holding on to this shit.
Well, we're super gay.
Because France backed off it, the UK backed off it, Germany backed off of it.
Well, look, we have, you want pharmaceutical CEOs to starve?
Can't we just allow people to get addicted to opiates again? I feel like, I know that wasn't great, but I feel like
that's
things
true.
Were less weird.
Yeah, can't you just be gay and do heroin?
Please, yeah, forget all this be gay, do crime. How about be gay, do drugs?
Yeah, that's an easier look. The drug problem is better for society.
Yes, leave everything well enough alone. I think the base elements of society, we had kind of those things sorted out to some extent. Now, certainly there was room for improvement, but when you shake the building blocks, now we got to reconstruct the whole fucking thing instead of just fine-tuning specific areas.
Yeah, now we got to go back to what makes you gay.
Yes.
Because apparently sucking dick no longer makes you gay.
That's going to be my Matt Walsh-esque documentary is what is a homo? what is a gay guy?
Just interviewing that roided out dude. Like, okay, so you say you suck dick, but that you're not gay.
Break that down for me. Explain
what your thought process
Diagram this sentence.
Yeah, like, you say girl dick, but you do understand that the dick is the most important part of that sentence, right?
I kind of wonder, there is a movement within the lesbian portion of society that's kind of, like, sort of TERF adjacent, because a lot of lesbian bars are disappearing because they stopped allowing trans women in them. Because the lesbians I don't want to have sex with someone with a penis. Yeah, they're like, that's transphobic.
Yeah, penis is icky. Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I don't know if there's a portion of the gay movement that wants these people to go fuck off. Well, I guess what's that, the...
Gays against groomers?
Yeah, now they're a bit extreme in their viewpoints, but I guess that's kind of the...
You gotta fight fire with fire. Look, they're all gay.
Fire Island with Fire Island.
Yeah, they're all gay. They're all over the top.
Yeah, yeah, or under the bottom. Under the top. There it is. All right. Patreon.com/hiddenplaceipod. We got, again, I have fucking forgot. I think I had a stroke or something. And my short-term memory is just...
Shit, what did we do?
Oh, the psychiatric ward in the UK. The psychiatric criminals who get to stab it.
Yeah, boy, are they bad.
Yeah, at Hidden Plainside Radio on Instagram. You're at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday, hoodoo-hoo.
Mamba out.